At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We'll play you a little bit. Caroline Leavitt from the news conference today. Homeland Security has backed away a little bit, giving Harvard 30 days to comply with the whole situation here with the foreign students. I'm not sure why, you know, fig leaf. I just think Trump should follow through with taking away federal funding from California, put it in motion. I don't know that that's going to stop this track event this weekend. Does it matter? I think it matters politically. I think it's a bold stroke. When more Americans see this guy going against females and winning by one competition in a sexual, one of them, I don't know if it was the long jump or the triple jump, by 8 feet, they get enraged. I don't think there's anything to lose here by acting now just to say, nope, you know what? I can't stand this. This is wrong. I'm not going to let them run out the clock and go forward with this. And the more they scream, don't you have bigger things to think about? I've thought about this. No, this is big. This is the epitome of insanity. It's the right thing to do to move heaven and earth to stop it. And it's a politically right thing. People love it when you move on this. And if they see this guy that we've been talking about and putting up on YouTube, A.B. Hernandez, for a while, and they see this play out. And this weekend, apparently, there are going to be hundreds of parents there protesting. We've had on the dads. They wore these pink sweatbands and things of that nature that had a message and got kicked out in an event. We've seen this around the country. And they move in on them quickly, arrest them, do all kinds of things. How in the world does it get to a point where the emperor has no clothes or gender that's appropriate for this, and it goes on? All right, 855-839-1210. Now, AOC in a fundraising pitch, and for, you know, the radical base of the Democrat Party, it's not so surprising. But for the average American, the fundraising pitch says, hey, we just have to abolish ICE. We don't need ICE. We don't want ICE. Now, she said that for a while, but she's codified it now. Here's a little bit of Caroline Leavitt from today's news conference.
Last night, the Trump administration faced another example of judicial overreach. Using his full and proper legal authority, President Trump imposed universal tariffs and reciprocal tariffs on Liberation Day to address the extraordinary threat to our national security and economy posed by large and persistent annual U.S. goods trade deficits. The United States has run a trade deficit of goods every year since 1975. In 2024, our trade deficit in goods exceeded $1 trillion. Everybody agrees this is unacceptable. President Trump is delivering on his promise to fix this problem, and he has taken a long overdue and much needed bold stance for American workers after decades of our manufacturing base being hollowed out.
Should you just run a mile?
The president's rationale for imposing these powerful tariffs was legally sound and grounded in common sense. President Trump correctly believes that America cannot function safely long term if we are unable to scale advanced domestic manufacturing capacity, have our own secure critical supply chains, and our defense industrial base is dependent on foreign adversaries. Three judges of the U.S. Court of International Trade disagreed and brazenly abused their judicial power to usurp the authority of President Trump to stop him from carrying out the mandate that the American people gave him. These judges failed to acknowledge that the President of the United States has core foreign affairs powers and authority given to him by Congress to protect the United States economy and national security. Congress had created the National Emergency Act to provide the congressional framework to strike down improper IEEPA use. And any questions over whether President Trump improperly imposed these IEEPA tariffs were already adjudicated in Congress following Liberation Day.
All right, let's stop it there. And that's true. The congressional power, et cetera. And here is a former CNN host with his own podcast, Jim Acosta, with star guest Jasmine Crockett, telling her he thinks President Trump might arrest her.
Let me ask you about the ICE stuff, because, I mean, I have been going off on this on my show. To me, it's not America when ICE agents can show up in masks, sweep people up off the street, send them out of the country without due process, put them in these facilities, and we don't even know what's happening inside these facilities. So, of course, it makes sense that members of Congress would want to go visit one of these ICE facilities and say, okay, what's going on here? We're members of Congress. We represent the people. We want to know what's going on here. And then there's this scuffle where they're giving these members of Congress a hard time. And I'm worried about folks like yourself, Congresswoman, because I have to assume that, you know, of course they would like to arrest you and some of the others who are more outspoken in the House. That's just me thinking that.
No, you're absolutely right. It's interesting because my deputy chief, who's quite young, still has his grandmother, who he calls this particular one Nene. And so I was having to go to El Paso. After I got done in D.C., I had to go to El Paso to testify in federal court as relates to the redistricting that was done in 2020 in the state of Texas. Yeah. And his grandmother did not know why we were going to El Paso, but she thought we were going to a detention facility. I don't know about Jasmine going, because you know they want to lock her up and they probably going to grab her and throw her in too. And so, you know, it is sad that people are fearful and that they are looking at people like me and really scared, because they know that there is a target on my back when you have the President of the United States who consistently drops my name and gets.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, you got to love it. That's what it's about. All right. Buddy of the show, father and now son, Mike Chipwood. And we might be able to put this up on YouTube. It's up on Mediaite, Dan or Henry. He's the sheriff in Florida that we've had on several times. He confronted a guy they were extraditing, Matthew Moulton, 43-year-old resident of Wawa Wawa, Washington, as he arrived at Daytona International after being arrested and extradited to Florida for allegedly emailing Chipwood death threats. Apparently, Chipwood has jumped in at a high school there, and he's to stop violent acts against students. He confronted this guy and told him, "You will not see Mickey Mouse on this trip." But you have to see this flea bag guy coming down an escalator, and the sheriff is like holding a back and forth with him here, telling them exactly, yeah, I'm the sheriff. We got to do more with the death threat crew. And that's what Chipwood is doing here. It's constant. It's beyond belief, the number of people that seemingly get away with it. All right, let me go to Tyler in Voorhees. Tyler's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tyler, welcome in.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about these lefty radical judges. Why does Trump keep appointing them to benches?
All right, Tyler, thank you very much. You know, if you want to call in and straight up say, I hate Trump, let's go down this path, et cetera, just tell me, okay? You can do that.
I'm a pursuing Chitwood. It would be pretty cool to get him on, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Get him on. He'll come on and talk about it. Do we have that yet? Do you have the YouTube footage of it? Particularly this guy coming down the escalator. Chitwood has been involved in several incidents, and Mike Chitwood was an unbelievable police chief out there in Upper Darby. We do have it. All right. YouTube.com/1210WPHD. Here's Mike Chitwood Jr. I don't know if he goes by Jr. or not, but he is the Jr. confronting the guy that they brought there with the death threat thing. And this is around the fact the guy didn't like the fact that he was incensed over a news report that Sheriff Chitwood arresting and publicly shaming and sharing the name and photo of students who made threats to commit violent acts against students or schools. That's right. You know, we've seen this several times here. The old Daily News and some used to put on the front cover people that have committed certain actions, right, to expose it. Chitwood did that, so this guy threatens to kill him. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. Here's how it sounded. Long escalator,
Matthew,
right?
I'm Sheriff Chitwood. I'm the guy you want to kill, and there's nothing I could do about it. Challenge accepted.
I sent you a sermon. It was from Romans chapter 5, 6 and 7.
But you do know in Florida, a written threat to kill is a felony. You know that. Well, look, just so you know, I'm the one who made sure you came back, and I hope you enjoy your stay at the branch jail.
You violated
my federal rights. I will also tell you that you will not see Mickey Mouse on this trip, and you have to reimburse us for your flight here and for your stay at the county jail. Why don't you look me in the eye and tell me why you want me dead? Why do you want me dead?
I am a Christian.
So am I.
All I can do is to know you are
not
a Christian.
How do you know that?
Because in Corinthians, it says bondsmen are not Christian.
Okay. Well, we're going to take you.
You are not Christian.
We're going to take you where you need to go.
Fine.
We will make sure the cell has rubber in it.
All right.
I had trouble getting in a car there, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the aforementioned Mike Chitwood, who is a Christian, but you're a bondsman. You can't be a Christian. Hey, Mike, welcome back to town. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on. How's everything going?
Very well, Mike. I'm glad to say we wish you were here in this area, but you're doing your damage there in Florida. So this guy was mad because you did what in this violent situation? You exposed, you named names of people that were threatening?
Yeah, about 2 years ago, our community came under attack by a bunch of neo-Nazis who attacked our Jewish community. You know, they went around in the Jewish neighborhoods dropping leaflets about how Hitler was right. The Jews need to be exterminated. And they had wooden pellets in Ziploc bags that was simulating the poison pills that were put into the gas chamber
God.
In Germany. So we were able to identify about seven of these clowns. And they were a rogues gallery of who's who of criminality, child pornography, domestic violence, DUI, ag assault with a firearm. So we held a press conference and said, this is who invaded our community. And we put up their pictures and their arrest photos and the fact that they belong to this Goyim Defense League is what they called themselves. And they were terrorizing different Jewish communities throughout the state of Florida. So we held a press conference. I had every religious denomination in there. I had everybody in our community come together to rally around our Jewish community, and we did this. And, man, did it unleash hell. They went after my parents. They swatted their homes. They went after my daughters. They went after me with death threats. They published my home on the Internet with directions and how to get to my house from I-4 and 95, and then the death threats just came in from around the world, how I was going to get blinded by lasers and my daughters were going to get raped and they were going to set my grandkids on fire and look out your bedroom window at night. We got an AK-47 with a scope on it. So we locked up about seven people 2 years ago on it. And every once in a while, I guess these people that live in their attics with their mother or they live in the garage at their mother's house, those clips resurface, and then you get the death threats. You know, this guy was, death is coming for me. There's nothing I could do about it. You just better sit back and take it. They need to rid the world of people like me. And in Florida, that's a felony.
Yeah.
You know, you get online, you threaten somebody, you threaten school, it's a felony to third degree. Well, this guy lives in Walla Walla, Washington, with his mother, and he kept sending these threats in under the guise it's the Bible. And, you know, my response was, challenge accepted, my man. We'll come out and get you.
Well, Mike, I'm so glad you did that. One of my pet peeves, and you probably have seen, you mentioned seven, and I know it's difficult. You just can't make death threats, particularly repeated death threats. Particularly, it's bad enough with the individual you, but then they go family, and then the swatting, which I want to ask about in a moment. Why is law enforcement, why don't we hear more of this? I mean, you and the father are beyond proactive. Maybe it's that. I think it's worth any expense, anything, to grab these people and to send a message, no, you're not going to get away with this.
No, I agree, because it's not just that we're in law enforcement. How about the teachers and the judges?
Right.
And you have a relationship where it goes sour. The person who's jilted turns around and swats you or does revenge porn on you, and people say, I'll let it go, it's a harmless threat. It's not a harmless threat, because the people in these chat rooms, and you can tell by active shooters around the country, they develop a grievance based on race, religion, sexual orientation, and then they act like an avenging angel based on this rhetoric in these chat rooms.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Mike, why a swatting? I don't want you to give away, you wouldn't, your procedures because of security. But in general, it seems a lot of law enforcement organizations react to them. And I get, you know, I don't think they're that convincing sometimes. And we're just going out there bringing SWAT teams in. I'd like to see more precaution taken there, because this is the weapon of choice of a lot of these people.
You're right. In Florida, the governor just signed a bill last week that really enhanced the penalties on it. But I'm lucky, because part of my responsibilities is I run the communication center. So we have technology in there. When a swatting incident comes in, that there's a guy parked out of a school and he's got all this ammunition, we're pretty good at detecting where that is coming from, whether it's coming from overseas, whether it's coming in from a spoof number. So we know when we're responding, hey, you got to respond. But keep in mind, we're tracking this to Copenhagen, or we're tracking this to Mexico. It's coming up on a spoof number, or we've checked real quickly. There's been threats throughout the country that have come in from this number. So I think we're getting better in law enforcement with the use of technology. You know, and in my case, you know, my address is flagged and my parents are flagged. So if they say, you know, like they did with my grandson, I just shot and killed my grandfather and wait for the first cop to come in, and I'm going to kill them, and I'm going to kill myself. They knew the address. Hey, that's the sheriff's house. And it's kind of hard for him to be killed by his grandson. He was just on the radio stopping a car 2 minutes ago. So, you know, yeah. I'm lucky in that regard, and to my parents.
So, Mike, you're saying then with this technology, and I hope more police departments get it, that, yes, you have to respond, of course, but there might be a degree that's a little bit more cautious here given what you know.
Yeah, you know, and I'll give you an example. We just had a shooting at Walgreens. A customer walks in, he gets disgruntled because medical coverage won't cover the call, the cost of the medication. So he whips out a gun, he shoots the pharmacist and shoots the assistant store manager. He goes out in the parking lot and he kills himself. And the reason I tell you that is in real time, we have a system down here called Live 911. So when the person calls 911 and is talking to the call taker, the deputies and the police officers actually hear that call live before it's ever dispatched. So you know the inflection of the voice of the caller, the description. Sometimes you hear the gunshots in the background. You know, holy cow, this is a live call here that we're going in on.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, Mike. So, again, what else is new? I don't know how many times we see you in the news and seeing this guy come down the escalator, my God, he stepped out of every caricature you could possibly find of the type of guy that would be doing this.
Yeah, everyone we brought back here, whether they were from New Jersey or California, wherever they're from, they are all out of central casting when you look at them. You're like, yep, this guy lives in his mother's house and will be sending sending death threats out to other people. But, you know, part of my shtick is if you commit a crime against somebody in my community, in particular fraud against my elderly residents, when we track your ass down, you're coming back on a flight. And me and the victim are going to meet you when you come down that golden staircase, because I want you to look in the face of the 68-year-old or the 88-year-old who you just defrauded out of $100,000. So last month, we brought somebody back from New York and somebody back from Chicago that were running scams that affected our elderly community. So I think you need to come back and face the consequences if you commit a crime here our residents.
Is your dad still working out 2 or 3 hours a day?
Oh, my God. He is. He's falling off his damn bike. So I don't know what's up with that. But he's in the gym every morning at 5 o'clock, and he comes home at 7:30, and he goes out and he takes a 15 to 20-mile bike ride.
Oh, my God. All right. He's so well. Tell him we miss him. We miss you guys here, Mike. Thank you. Thanks for jumping on today.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, my friend. And I'll tell you, I love what the Phillies are doing, man. It's fantastic watching them from far away.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'll get you on this, Mike. Is it gravy or sauce? We asked every prominent person on here. We have quite a shootout, so to speak, going on here.
It's gravy, and my grandmother, God rest her soul, she's turning over in her grave if anybody said sauce in her house.
Sauce, Mike. Sauce, Sheriff.
Well, he's a Borowski, so, you know.
Yeah, meet him. He's a Chipwood.
I think Dan ought to be coming down that escalator for his annex here,
yeah,
Mike.
I'm gonna be arrested next.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we're at about 6 to 3 of people I've just routinely met off the street I've asked here. The answer, not knowing, gravy at this point. All right, yeah. The death threat thing caught our attention. More has to be done on it. All right, we're going to do Money Melody at 2:30 today. You'll get that for tickets to the Reading Phillies. Phone line, 855-839-1210. Another judge has ruled the Khalil guy at, is he the NYU guy? Columbia guy. Deportation is likely unconstitutional. Oh, really? Well, then say it is. How long does this guy get to stay? How long do they drag it out? All right, you got the side question, 855-839-1210. I love what he said about swatting and the technology they have. And you heard that DeSantis just signed a bill increasing the penalties. Got to stop. The danger of this, the just sheer getting away with it, seems to be a crime you don't get caught with too much. 855-839-1210.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Tap. Okay, it is down time. 855-839-1210. You heard that promo with Nick and Kale and Company. And Dan was out in the parking wars, A&E, Dan stalking Chestnut Street looking for a parking place. When we talked about it early on, again, very happy with what happened over in White Marsh Township. I plan to go to that July 4th parade just to see the added security and to see what this guy's come up with. But I really believe that listeners of his station, I know Nick talked about it a good bit, and we certainly did. And Christine called in, one of our listeners who started the petition drive there. That had a lot to do with really putting the spotlight on the bizarro world that was happening when I went to their meeting last week. They only met for 10 minutes last night. They declared the parade is on with added security measures. That's fine. But I want to see what this police chief comes up with that means added security. As far as more than the curve, I give them a lot of credit for exposing what happened with the, apparently the treasurer, Christine Dan said, was not there last night. He's the guy that allegedly was out there telling people, hey, you're a vendor. You better not be on social media saying weakness begets weakness and stuff like this. So what's this guy actually going to do that's added security that he couldn't have just done before? And I think people were amazed that seemingly a sane community lost their mind here by just getting rid of a parade. Zanos was following all this as we talked about it. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I want to thank you and your radio station for pursuing this and all the callers that called in about White Marsh. You know, it's good. Some of them might have got their brains back. You know what I mean? They were frozen somewhere in space. But they got it back, and I'd like to thank you and your radio station for that. It's something to have tradition. You know, we got to keep this tradition. This country gave us so much, and to devote maybe 2 hours in the parade, you know, it's worth it for all this country that gave us immigrants and everybody else. That's worth it. To me, it's worth it.
Yeah, and look, and I understand the significance of Memorial Day, but I've always been Americana. It's July 4th and July 4th parades. To your point, it's when we celebrate all of these things. There's no holiday like it.
There's no holiday like it. I put out flags. I put out everything for that day. And like I said, I came here when I was 2 years old from Greece, and I love this country deeply.
Absolutely. Well, we're so glad that we heard that first call from you on Memorial Day. So great
Absolutely.
To hear from you again. Who's your person that you think our opinion changed about?
Von Braun. He was, he wasn't a Nazi, but I believe he was in the German Wehrmacht. He's the one that did the V2s, okay,
yes,
you know,
right.
They fell on London, mistake, but he was, the redemption was he became NASA's, one of NASA's top engineers for rockets, which landed on the moon.
Absolutely, Von Braun, yeah, it was, I would say, probably the critical figure for NASA, for missiles, for all that stuff. Yeah, that's a really good one. All right, that's what we're looking for. All right, we have Dom's Money Melody coming up. I hope you enjoyed Mike Chipwood, though, in Florida. Oh, man. And they actually have like a staircase where they meet these people, and he's at the other end. Where did this guy come from? Well, if you remember, Mike Chipwood over in Upper Darby. Nobody liked him over the years. Dan, Mike Chipwood and I judged a dance contest, as I told you. Can you imagine?
There, yeah.
Yeah, I don't dance.
Makes a lot of sense.
He could lock him up. But it was the quintessential Philadelphia dance contest where you had one of the worst defense attorneys, reasonable doubt for a reasonable price is his code word, I think, right? He was in the contest along with two people who went to jail. Sadly, the DA, who has really redeemed himself, and Shaka Fatah, who I don't know if he's out of jail or not yet. And Shaka is inviting me over for some bourbon, trying to influence the judges, I think. I don't know who I voted for. It was at Strawbridge's. But you talk, and it was Chipwood and me and two dance instructors determining who the best dancers were.
You know, Ro told me one time that one of her dreams is to get you into a ballroom dancing class.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah, it may be happening, yes.
Dancing with the Stars?
I would do a slow. Yeah, I do the sleeve. You saw it at your wedding, but after that,
yeah,
I just feel.
You were a good dancer at the wedding. Two left feet. But,
yeah, that's right, yes.
Maybe if you stop driving with your left foot, you'd become a better dancer.
That could help. Henry, we don't know your dancing prowess. Are you any good?
I have rhythm.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm particularly, elegant, but I'm on the beat.
Dancing, to be honest.
Okay. I thought Dan was, and I thought Maisie was excellent. So.
No.
Yeah. No, I didn't notice
anything.
You're
too kind, Dom. I appreciate it.
The guy who impressed me, and I was surprised, was the father of the bride.
Mike?
Mike's
a great dancer.
Yeah. He was very much out there. Yeah.
He was doing the sprinkler. Yeah. And the stanky leg, he did a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I could hit those.
Now, Rose's big thing is the line dance where women all look at their feet as they're doing the line dance.
Yeah,
thing.
Like the cha-cha slide and the electric slide.
Yeah, all that. The electric slide.
Maisie loves it.
You're not married unless you do that. Yeah. You can't
I didn't want that crap at the wedding. But
I know. I didn't want
one
any of it either.
One hop this time.
No, none of it. They take their shoes off about halfway through.
Everybody
that starts up.
Clap your hands.
At least there was no mummer strut stuff. Yeah. That I remember. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Dom's Money Melody coming up. We'll get a winner, and you're off to
right
the
now.
Radio.
Right now.
Oh, right now. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Did you have a live read here, too?
Yeah, that's okay.
I guess, okay.
We can do both.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, we're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania, Thursday, June 12th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
Yeah, Dom, so we're talking today about people who did stuff in the past that maybe they've redeemed themselves in the public eye somehow or some way.
Okay.
And Dom, I was somebody in the 80s, right? Huge. Started a relationship with an individual. They starred in 13 films together. Power couple throughout the 80s. Then the 90s, Dom, took over the headlines by storm. After a controversy, while him and this individual, his co-star, were never married, but they shared a relationship, and Dom, a very strong controversy that everybody remembers. I don't want to spoil too much about it, but in the 90s, this guy left the other individual that he co-starred with for someone very close to their family, is what I'll say. So, Dom, who is this person now singing, covering I'm Through With Love, that's been redeemed somehow in the public eye, where I don't know if they should have been. Take a listen.
I'll never forget. Said adieu to love. Don't ever call again. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love.
Yes, so Dom, again, that individual starred with another individual in 13 films together, leading to a relationship throughout the 80s and the 90s, made headlines after a very strange situation broke out.
If anybody guesses this, I'm going to be shocked, given I would have had no clue now that I know the answer. And
He has to very carefully word it in order to not give it away.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
Yes.
It's so oddly specific and weird that once you... Yeah.
All right.
Another clue?
This,
Howard Stern made tons of jokes about this, so I'll give you that much. Yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Hit us with that. You're off to the Reading Phillies. And you get the belt for the day. You're the winner of Dom's Money Melody. Hey, don't miss out on the Memorial Sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now with prices rising across the country. Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free. Buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorite, save big with Rescue rollback pricing and generous free bottle offers. So whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol supporters, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. In order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings on over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Now remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial deals are going on now through May 29th. So go shop right now at res-q.com. That's res-q.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, this is a home run today. If you get this one, let's hear the clue. Who's covering this?
Don't ever call again. For I must have you on.
So I'm through with love.
Yeah, so Don, the clue was that in the 80s, this guy led to a power couple with another individual.
Right.
13 movies they put out together. And then in the 90s, something hit the fan and made headlines when a controversy broke out. I don't want to give much more away.
Never understood it. Liked a little bit of the early career, but my God.
Yeah.
Let's go to Rosalind in Philly. Rosalind, who is the singer? Rosalind.
Rosalind.
Rosalind?
Yeah.
Who's the singer?
Who's the singer?
All right, thanks, Rosalind. Stephen Langhorne. Steve, who's the singer?
Woody Allen.
How did you know that, Steve? I know a million years I wouldn't have gotten that.
You gave too many clues away, man.
No, I was trying to be careful,
no,
man.
You gave so many clues away. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
That's Dan. I tell him all the
time. Oh, come on. No, don't throw me under. No.
No, I'm not trying to, dude. I'm just telling you the truth.
I'll put you on hold, Steve. Enjoy the Phillies. It is Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And I think everyone knows the story now that they heard the name, right?
Well, I don't think Woody Allen's redeemed. Has Roman Polanski redeemed? Polanski more than Allen.
Well, I feel like in the New York social circuit, the Hollywood crew,
people still kind of
look at both those guys in a positive light for some weird reason.
Is Woody still stateside? Do we know that?
Yeah, I think he is.
Right. So he still makes
he's in better standing than Roman.
Right, that's true. Yeah, well, what he's accused of, I would say Roman Polanski's worse, if I could characterize this.
Yeah.
I got a way,
There's
Dan,
no doubt about that,
to get one of our favorites. She's in such demand, hard to get her on. Hit her with a text and just say, well, maybe you can't beat Keith Olbermann. Riley Gaines has challenged Keith Olbermann to a race, all in fun, for charity, but no one wants to see him in a Speedo because Keith Olbermann went after her and said she finished 85th in the Olympic trials. She was 15 at that time when she tried out the first time, Riley Gaines. In other words, on this whole trans thing, he's attacking Riley Gaines as a bad swimmer. Keith Olbermann is the latest. So she challenged him to a race where the loser puts up money to the charity of the winner's choice. I'm literally one of the fastest Americans of all times, but okay. What levels can we stoop to, can we get to here with Olbermann? Who every Columbus Day I post whatever I said, that Columbus was braver, arguably, than even the astronauts. Something like that. Oh, man, that set him off. Columbus.
Do you know Olbermann, or do you have a contact for him? Because we got a great, day coming up June 20th.
Sure, just
a beach and
just
an ocean
something
that we can
get the mayor
to set up a buoy and have him do a race. Riley come out and Keith Olbermann out at Wildwood Boardwalk, and
or Paula Scanlon can tag in since she's
there.
You
go. Yeah.
No, I don't. But maybe you DM him. I don't know. That would be
tweet.
Imagine.
At him.
Johnny, Keith Olbermann in the room back.
Hey, Keith,
there,
we're sending an invite for a race on the Wildwood Beach between you and Riley Gaines.
Right, or Dan Borowski will swim against.
Shove ourselves into this. Yeah.
Amazing, and then he attacked Joan Cohen. The whole history with this guy. But it gets to the trans battle. Look who's on that side. People like Olbermann. They're losing more each and every day. I just wish Trump would finish them off. I'll have to admit it. And I'll start with Henry. Henry, you can tell me. I'm making too much importance of this. You're the sports guy. I cannot stand, and I know I'll be watching, to see A.B. Hernandez win this weekend. I can't take it. There's broader things in the world. This offends me the most at this moment in time.
Yeah. No.
It does.
I'd like to see how that triple jump event pans out, too.
Right.
He can still win by 8 feet, which is a very substantial amount.
Against the best girls in California.
Right.
Which would be among the top 10 in the country, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 8 foot mark. People that don't know sports, how can we explain how enormous that is? It's like we're playing a child.
Well, I think with all these things, it's you got to put yourself in their shoes. Like you want to do the triple jump real quick. All right, let's see how far you can jump, and then.
Right.
Then we'll compare you to the high school girls, and we'll compare you to this AB person as well.
You know what? I'd love to set up a triple. I've never done the triple jump. I wasn't bad in the running broad jump. I wasn't fast. I did relays. But the triple jump to me looks pretty intense.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. You got to get that timing exactly right.
Yeah.
For each.
And this guy's winning by 8 feet. So, President Trump, don't just bluster with California. make a move on them. They're defying you. They're giving extra medals out, extra girls, and they're saying, now go away. This is what we're going to do. All to prop up his parents. This guy's parents are the worst. What would you be telling? You can hit me on Twitter, too, at DomShow1210. Henry, what would you tell if you had a daughter down I would be encouraging them to just go all out here. And I don't know what else you can tell them to do.
Give them hell.
Yeah, just to go all out.
Give them hell. And if you gave it your best, that's all that matters. You know what?
Right. You're probably going to be kicked out if you're booing this guy. But I think you're at a sporting event. I think he can boo.
At least for PIAA, I don't think it's very...
You're not allowed to boo?
It's very frowned upon, I'll say that much. I don't know if it's exactly a rule against it. Like, obviously, you can't have, like, lights and noisemakers and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like,
well, no so-called hate speech. You know, you wouldn't be trying to get them the other way. I mean, you know, DJ and I had a tendency coaching hardball. Occasionally, if the pitch looked like it would get away and the other team, would try to make the catcher throw the ball down there. Yeah. That kind of thing. Here he comes. I think you should be able to do that.
Yeah, well, that's a little gamesmanship right there, yeah.
Here it comes. 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round next. That's how you get on board. Elon Musk, the bill could be big or beautiful, but not both. Elon Musk has done a lot, so I'll give him a little bit of space to be critical on this because I don't think he's a player that it's going to matter that he's critical of the big, beautiful bill. Because there are things in there that are difficult to swallow, but we got to get it over the finish line. That's the ticket. That's the way to go. All right, lightning round. Get in. Get your name into the hat for a great prize that we'll pick tomorrow. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it is the lightning round. So JFK birthday, we came up with somebody who either time or redemption or something, people seem like, we don't hold anything against them. Let's go to Joe and Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Joe, good afternoon. Who do you have today?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My person of renown is Jimmy Fallon. He drives a cab in New York City and works as a comedian on the side. Then, through his friendship with Rizzioli, he comes to the attention of station WPHT, where he is given a slot on the radio from 7 to 10 p.m. as bloviator of social discourse.
All right, thank you, Joe. I don't
such
hear
a
any
Joe answer.
I don't hear any scandal there or anything.
I'm just saying, comparing it to someone like Sitting Bull. He's a cab driver.
This guy's a cab driver. Are you kidding me?
And
he's
what
irredeemable?
Yeah, he didn't kill.
About?
He didn't kill Custer.
Cab drivers are great individuals.
He didn't do what Woody Allen did. He's not Roman Polanski.
He's friends with Rich Zioli. That's unforgivable.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Drew.
Should feel a great guy. Great
well,
host.
This guy. I don't. This guy should be banned. How many times am I going to have to hear this from? I thought it was the chef. It's Drew in Upper Darby. I can't believe what he's saying. Hey, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much. Real quick, Dom, here's my take on it, and I'll be brief. What sounds more appropriate, spaghetti sauce or spaghetti gravy?
Yeah. Spaghetti gravy.
No, get out of here.
Or just gravy. Leave the spaghetti out. Just say it's gravy. Mancha, mancha.
I just don't want a Dom, hey, buddy. I'd rather face Iron Mike Tyson than a Dom, hey, buddy. But, hey, back in the 60s, Dom, when this guy played for the Phillies, he wasn't very well liked. He was outspoken about the social issues. He even got death threats. But then when he left the team, and when he came back in the 70s, he was like the darling of the city. I don't know whether it was public guilt or if he changed. It was Richie Allen. Thanks,
absolutely. Dom. These guys wouldn't know. I love Richie Allen, though, when he first came up. Oh, my God. There was nothing like him. One of a kind. And he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. The Earl of Tacony has got one I think Dan referenced yesterday. Earl, who's yours?
I'm going to go with Robert Downey Jr. I mean, granted, he'd been smoking weed with his father since the age of six. You would have thought with his stellar performance in Less Than Zero, he would have learned about the dangers of drug use. But his drug use got to be so bad, Saturday Night Live did a cartoon where Robert Downey Jr., Anne Heche, and Margot Kidder would get high and terrorize Los Angeles. He was on TV all the time in court for all of his drug charges, and he cleaned up his act, and he managed to take, in my opinion, a second-rate comic book character and turn him into a really cool rock and roll superhero, Iron Man.
That's a good one. Bill in Box. Bill, who's yours?
He was a former president who resigned in disgrace, but later became an elder statesman, Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Yeah, I like Nixon. I have to, you know, the whole manner of the stuff, the most awkward guy ever that became president. All right, Dan, who have you liked today?
Pete Rose has called in a couple of times.
That was a good one.
Jimmy Fallon answer was
bizarre. Yes.
Bizarre, but
an answer.
Yeah. Muhammad Ali, Sitting Bull, also up there.
Oh, Sitting Bull. That was a great out of the box.
Ted Kennedy.
True. Yeah, but Ted Kennedy's not fully redeemed. Yeah. Henry, how about yours?
Why not throw Wernher von Braun in there as well?
Yeah. True.
In addition, but I did like Sitting Bull. I like Robert and Ben Salem's personal answer of Ali.
Yeah. I like the Sitting Bull because I think that's true. The guy who killed Custer, then America said, oh, what the hell? Let's go with Sitting Bull. Let's put Sitting Bull
Joe
in there.
Bordentown.
By the way, we got about 15 seconds for this answer, Dan. I'm looking at this. We got to get into it tomorrow. Study out today. What is the average height and weight for an American woman? Average.
Oh, boy.
5'6", 120.
Okay, Henry.
5'4", buck 20.
All right, 170.8 and 5'3".
Wow.
I'm not making it up. It's the study that said it. Oh, yeah, I got to quip this. We got to get into this. It seems a little bit high to me. And the 5'3 seems a little bit short. That's the average height. Okay.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, that's what I think for height. It's
yeah.
The other one that's
a little bit short. Yeah, 170.8. Oh, my God. I don't have the male figures, ladies. We'll have that tomorrow. Richie always next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.